Beginning on daf Maseches Erev and daf Yud. Begin two lines up from the top of the Yamed, but the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had an opinion of Reb Chiya regarding a machloikis if a lechi is nearer mibachuz v'shavah mibifnim. That is, it's visible from the outside of the mavak, but it's not visible from the inside. It looks flush. It's not recognizable from the inside. There was a machloikis. Reb Chiya's opinion was that that's considered good enough lechi, not only if it's visible from the inside and not from the outside, does everyone agree that it's going to be a good lechi, but Reb Chiya holds even if it's visible only from the outside. On that, the Gemara asked from a Mishnah later on that says when you have a small chatzar open to a larger chatzar, then the larger chatzar will be a good kosher chatzar because it has, it's just like a pesach to the smaller chatzar. But the smaller chatzar will not be able to carry over there because it's totally breached to the larger one, and therefore we don't have any, it's not considered its own chatzar, it's considered like a part and bottle to the larger chatzar, and therefore it's not kosher. But then the Gemara asks, according to Reb Chiya, even if it doesn't have any of its own walls because it's totally breached, however, but based on the halach of Reb Chiya, that if it's near mebachutz, meshavah mebifnim, then it should be considered a good lechi, even though there's like, quote-unquote, no lechi on the inside because it's from the outside. So the chatzar gedayla that has its own lechi because its walls that are perpendicular to the walls that are extending from the small one to the bigger one, those walls that are on the side should be considered a lechi not only for itself, but also for the katana which is on the inside because it's near mebachutz, even though it's shavah mebifnim. And that the Gemara said that we can resolve that based on three different ideas to resolve Reb Chiya. One was that we said that it's talking about that the walls of the smaller one are going into the walls of the larger one, and therefore we can't view it as connected with the perpendicular walls on the Gedayla because we don't see it as it's in other words, when the walls are going in, we can't see these walls over here which are from the larger one, which is it's Pesach going in, and therefore these are like the Lechis because it's going in, so we don't view it as part of those walls. A second idea was that it's also not in the middle, and therefore, although it's only an amma larger, it's not going to be loving on either side, less than three tefachim, because with the thickness of the walls of the small one going in, you're gonna have less than three tefachim, therefore it'll be loved. Because it's lopsided, one side is two tefachim away, one is four tefachim away, and therefore, although on one side you could say loved and not on the other, but it's like Rebbe, who he holds that you have by a chatzar, you have to have two passin, and therefore, since it has to have two passin, you're only going to have one pass, because there you're going to have it's less than two tefachim, you could say love it. The other one where you can't say love it, we won't see it as part of the wall, and therefore that's why it won't be good in the chatzar ketana, although Reb Chiya is correct, and that's how we're resolving it according to him, that you would say generally, near bebechutz, b'shavah b'mefnim, that it's a good lechi. Here it won't be, as we said, because this is Rebbe, based on these two different ideas, that it's not going to be a good lechi, even though for the bechutz it is, here it won't be, for the ones in the inside, we can't utilize the concept of Reb Chiya. And that is where our current Gemara begins. Hi, Mai. What is the understanding of how we're explaining this Mishnah later on, this Masechta, based on how we want to resolve it according to Reb Chiya? E Amid Bishleima, everything is well if you explain the Mishnah the way we originally wanted to, the way we had when we were asking on Reb Chiya, that the smaller chatzar is precisely in the middle of the larger one. And from the extra amma that are left over, three tefachim on one side, and three tefachim on the other side, and you could say that although it's near b'machutz, this lechi, and it's shavim b'bifnim on both sides, however, the smaller one will be aser because, not like Reb Chiya, near b'machutz v'shavim b'bifnim, ein odin mishim lechi. And that is, although that, yes, it really is a lechi that's visible on the outside, and it's flush on the inside, we don't give that halach of lechi, like not like Reb Chiya. And v'rebi sovelik Reb Yasi, and Rebbe holds like Reb Yasi, that Reb Yasi says in the Mishnah later on in this Masechta, that a lechi cannot be less than the thickness of three tefachim. And definitely, the pasin of a chatzar, where according to everyone it needs a certain thickness, definitely has to have like the thickness of Reb Yasi by lechi, which is at least three tefachim. However, Ud Reb Zeir, the halacha of Reb Zeir, that he was the one that said to resolve it for Reb Chiya, that we're talking about that the walls of the smaller one are extending into the larger chatzar, Ud Ravina, and the Hanocha of Ravina in explaining that case of the Chatzar Ketana and the Chatzar Gedayla, which he said that they're it's not in the middle of this Chatzar Ketana, rather it's two tefachim from one wall and it's four tefachim from the other wall. Lesser, we don't need those assumptions the way their Hanocha is to explain the case of Reb Zeir and Ravina. And that is because if the way they said the case was true, then the big Chatzar would not be a good, it wouldn't be kosher even in the big one, because the pass of two tefachim wouldn't help, because Rebbe needs to have two passin. And as we said, as we're explaining right now, that Rebbe holds like a Reb Yasi, that holds that each one needs to be three tefachim. And now, since we don't need and we can't have the hanocha of Ravina, the way he explains it, there's going to be four from tvachim from one side and two tvachim on the other side, because then you're not going to have two pasim on either side of three tvachim. So then we also definitely can't have the hanocha of Reb Zeira that he said it's talking about where the walls of the smaller one are going, extending into the walls, into the area of the larger chatzar. Because since we're explaining it has to be exactly three tvachim from one side, three tvachim from another side, so what's it going to help that if it goes in further into the chatzar gedayla, it's still going to be kosher? It wouldn't help to say that that's why it wouldn't be kosher by the Ketana, because you're still going to have the concept of lavud on both sides, because it's going to be less than three tvachim on either side. However, we do not permit the smaller one. And that's because we say that nir b'machutz v'shavah b'mbifnim does not have the halacha of a lechi, not like Reb Chiya. And that would make sense. That would be the reason why, and as we had mentioned in the previous daf, that they said that the case of the Mishnah later on, when it says the smaller chatzar is going to the larger chatzar, that we're talking about a case that the smaller one is 10 amos and the larger one is 11 amos. That's why the Tana gave the shear of the excess of the larger one to be more on the smaller one, only an amma, to tell you that because then you'll have by the larger one at least three tefachim on either side. And why did we need to have that? It has to have at least three tefachim on either side. Mishum the Rebbe, something like Rebbe Yaisi. That's because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yaisi, that Rebbe that requires two pasin, and each pas has to have three tefachim like Rebbe Yaisi. That's why we said that the heter of the gedayla, we wanted to explain that the only way that the larger chatz is going to be kosher is if it has at least an amr bigger than the smaller one, because we're talking about that the smaller one is exactly in the middle of the large one. And then you're going to have three tefachim on each side, which is specifically not like the way Ravina was telling us the case, which was to explain Reb Chiya that was having one side four tefachim, one side two tefachim, because then you wouldn't have three tefachim of each one of the two pasim, which we're saying that Rebbe requires like Reb Yaisi, so it has to be in the middle. And then we understand why they said that the case has to be 10 amas of the smaller one and 11 amas of the bigger one. But if you say the way we want to resolve it for Reb Chiya, which was on these three ideas of Nechnas and the Gedayla, and that it's not in the middle, and that it's like Rebbe who needs two pasin, and therefore you could say that if it's near Bebechut v'shav b'vnim, it will have the halacha of a lecha and it will work. And the reason why the small one is usher in this case was, as we explained, because Ud Reb Zeira Ud Ravina Isa, because we have the two ways of the criteria of this case of Reb Zeira and Ravina, that Reb Zeira said it was talking about that the walls of the smaller one went into the big one. And Ravina said that it's because it wasn't exactly in the middle, it was towards the side. And therefore you don't have lavud from both sides, and still the larger one is going to be kosher with the walls that are left on either side, because although that the width of one will only be two tvachim, as he said, the case is talking about that it's two tvachim, the distance of the smaller wall from the larger wall and four tvachim from the other one, and that is why the smaller one won't be kosher, because you don't have lavud on both sides, which according to Rebbe you need to have pasin on both sides. V'Rebbe loisav like Rebbe Yaisi, and the reason is because Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe Yaisi, and therefore it doesn't have to be three tvachim of pasin. You could have even a mashu of a pas on either side, and therefore that's how they're going to explain it according to Rebbe Chiya. However, then you have the difficulty. G'dayla ba'achas esrei. The fact that we said that the Tana gave, what is the excess of the larger chatzar on the smaller chatzar? He gave it an excess of an amma, which is that the smaller one is 10 ammas and the larger one is 11 ammas. Lamali, why did we have to explain that that's the case of the Tana, that the smaller one is 10 and the larger one is 11? What do we gain by that? What are we explaining? As the Gemara said, b'manavshach, either way, it's difficult. If the reason why we said that it was larger than the smaller one, the amma, was to say that that's why the bigger one is mutter, then that is to have leftover on either side to be considered pasin, as the opinion of Rebbe is that you have to have pasin on either side. But be'esav v'shnei tefachim sagi, it's enough. You don't have to have 11 amas to have more than the smaller one to have excess on either side to have a pas. You could have 10 amas and 2 tefachim, because the way that we're explaining it according to Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yaisi to require on either side a thickness of 3 tefachim. You could have even a mashu. So then therefore you could have an extra tefach on each side, so there only has to be 10 amas and 2 tefachim. And if we were coming to tell you why the smaller one is aser, to say that it's because the walls of the larger one are further away from the walls that are entering of the smaller one, which is 4 tefachim on one side, that now, as we explained before on the previous daf, therefore you can't say love it on that side, and that comes to teach us, but if it wouldn't be that far away, then the smaller one would be mutter, as Reb Chiya's halacha was, because then it would be nearer mibachutz through the halacha of lover that we would have the lechi on the outside, which is from the larger chatzar, which would work for the smaller one. But then lashmina demifli gituva, then we should have said that the larger one is way larger than the smaller one. And that would have been much better because that would have been such a clearer halacha. Because now it's not so clear the way we say it that the larger one is 11 amos and the smaller one is 10 amos. Because since it's possible with the larger one being 11 that you could have it if it's in the middle and having three tefachim on either side, that then it wouldn't be true that halacha. Because according to Reb Chiya then, the smaller one would be kosher with the concept of lavid together with his fact that he learns that if it's near mebachutz and in shavim bebefnim, it is a good lechi. So therefore, it's not so clear now. It's because we say that not only that it's an amma bigger, but it's moved towards one side, so then you're not going to have a both sides love it, but it's not so clear. But if we would have said that the larger one is way larger than the smaller one, we would have learned very clearly it's because that it's much larger, that it's usher, and that you can't say love it. And Rashi says, and don't say that the reason why we bedafka said that the larger one is only an amma bigger than the smaller one to teach you, but that less than that, that then it's going to be mutter, that's not true, because even less than the amma, it's still possible to be aser in the smaller one. For example, if let's say it's only four tefachim larger, you could have 3.5 tefachim on one side and a half a tefach on the other side, and the larger one will still be kosher because all it needs is a mashu on this side and it has the 3.5 tefachim on this side, and yet the katana will still be aser because you won't have lovage from both sides, according to Rabbi, who requires two pasen on either sides. And since here it's 3.5 tvachim, which is larger than the shear of lovage, which is 3 tvachim, it's still going to be aser, even less than an amma. So again, so the difficulty is, according to Reb Chiya, why do we say that the smaller one is 10 amas and the larger one is 11 amas? What are we gaining by saying the larger one is 11 amas? What would be gained? Rather, the Gemara says, Elav shmamina, rather you can infer from this, and obviously the reason why we said that the larger one is an amma bigger than the smaller one was to teach you, because it's dafka talking about an amma, to have 3 tefachim on this side and 3 tefachim on that side, to tell you that that's why the larger one is kosher like Rabbi Yaisi, to say that you have to have that Rebbe's opinion that needs a pass on either side is the Grabisi who holds that each pass, each lechi of a mave has to be 3 tefachim wide, and therefore when you have an amma big, you'll have 3 tefachim wide on each side, and yet still we say in such a case that the smaller one is going to be aser. So from that you see that nir mebachutz v'shava b'mefnim eino nid mishum lechi shmamino. Obviously, from there you see that even though it's visible from the outside, because as we're explaining the case that it's talking about, it's in the middle. Because that's obviously it's in the middle. Because we obviously want to tell you that you'll have 3 tefachim on either side to say that you'll have the halacha of pasim. You'll have 3 tefachim worth of lechi for the outer one. And yet, in spite of the fact that it's in the middle, and even if it went in, it wouldn't make a difference the way the Gemara had said for one of the steps to answer it to Kotra Pchia, you'll still have lovid, because we're not explaining that it's moved either side to have 2 on one side and 4 on the other side, because then why would be the purpose of saying that the larger one is an amma bigger? Should have said it's 10 ammas bigger, whatever it is. And the fact that it says exactly that is to say that it's in the middle. You have 3 tefachim, because Rebbe holds the Rebbe Yisi, and then you're going to have 2 pasen on either side. And still we're saying that the small one's going to be aser, in spite of the fact that it's a classic near b'chutz, b'shavim b'bifnim, and obviously the halacha is not like Reb Chiya. So the Gemara says that Amar B'Yosef, B'Yosef said, L'shmi ala hashmaitze. I never heard of this halacha. This whole discussion started from the previous daf, where Rabbi Bar Avhuna said in the name of his father, Rav Huna, that he basically said the halacha was like Reb Chiya, that when it's near b'chutz, even though it's shavim b'bifnim, it will have the halacha of a kasher lechi. So Amar Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, which happened many times when Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, he said, wait a minute, at Amar Nalan, you actually told us this halacha from Rav Huna, v'ha Amar Nalan, and regarding this, did you tell us? The Amar Rami Bar Abba Amar Rav Huna, you said this in the name of Rav Huna, the lechi ha-moishich im dafne shel mavi, regarding a lechi that continues along the wall of the mavi, towards the outside, that it looks like it's just lengthening the wall of the mavi, that he puts the tip opposite the thickness of the wall, which is that it continues along the thickness of the wall, which is shavim mibifnim, from the inside, it just looks like the wall is extending, but it's near mibachutz, and the reason why you could see from the outside looking towards the mavi is because the point of the lechi is not totally covered by the thickness of the wall, because, that, for example, the thickness of the mavi wall is 10 tvachim. Now, the thickness of the lechi is only 5 tvachim. Now, so from the inside, it's flush with it, so you can't tell. But it's near Mimachutz, because you see, wait a second, this wall is indented towards the inside on this extension. So therefore, the halacha is, Rav Huna said that, if this lechi is extending the wall less than 4 amas, then we'll have the halacha of a lechi. Umishtamish im chude apnim, and then you could use it up till the inner point of that lechi. However, Dalai Lama said if that lechi is 4 amas long, nida mishum mavoi, then it has a halachic status of a mavoi. V'asa lishamish bekuli, and then you can't use the entire mavoi. And that is because we consider it as if that mavoi doesn't have a lechi at all, because that's not a lechi, that's a mavoi. V'at amaturna alone, and you told us regarding this halacha of Rav Huna, shema mina tlasm, this halacha we can learn 3 different halachas. Shema mina, the first halacha you learn is bein l'chayayin aser, that to utilize the area between the lechi, that's aser, from the fact that Rav Huna said only ad chud apnimi, till the inner part of that lechi, with this extension of the wall, which is smaller, it's thinner than the wall of the mavi that you can only use in the inner part, you see that you're not allowed to use the area between the lechi. V'shmamin, the second halacha we learn from Rav Huna is the meshach mavi ba'arba, that the minimum amount of what would be considered a measurement of a mavi is 4 amas. And that we learn from the fact that he said that it's nidoy mishum mavi, that it has halacha of a mavi, that is, once it's 4 amas long, it's like a mavi, that we see that a mavi is 4 amas long, and that's why you would need a new lechi. It's not a lechi, it's a mavi. V'shmamin, and the third halacha we learned from that, you said, was nirim ebachutz, v'shavim ebifnim, is nidoy mishum lechi, exactly la halacha that you said you don't remember, is the one that you taught us in the name of Rav Huna, that from the fact that it's only visible on the outside, even though it's flush on the inside, we see that he considered that it's going to be a lechi, and that is because he said, nidoy mishum lechi, so that is where you yourself taught us this halacha from Rav Huna, that nirim ebachutz, v'shavim ebifnim, is a good lechi. So the Gemara concludes this discussion. Behilchas halacha is nir mibachutz b'shavim mibifnim nido mishum lechi. That if it's only visible from the outside, even though it looks flush from the inside, you can't see. It looks like just an extended part of the mavi wall. It will be considered lechi, and you could carry in that mavi. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Tiyufta behilchasa. We just refuted this opinion of Reb Chiya from what we asked regarding the Mishnah later on that says the chatzar ketana that's breached to the larger one that we proved not like Reb Chiya, and now you say the halacha is like Reb Chiya. That if it's nearer mebachutz b'shavim mebifnim, that it is going to be a kosher lechi. When the Mishnah later on, obviously, is not like that. Gemara says, "In yes, b'shavim detonir Reb Chiya kavasei, because Reb Chiya learned a brisa on the previous stuff like that, which was the case that he said that a kaisel, that one a part of it is indented, whether it's indented that it's on the inside part is indented, so the ones on the inside see that it's jutting out towards the top part, or it's indented on the outside, and those only in the front, meaning on the outside, they could see that's indented. So either it's near b'chutz or shavim b'fnim, or the opposite that we said it will have halacha of a lechi. So obviously it's a machlekes tanoim, and Reb Chiya was quoting this brisa. Obviously that there's a machlekes tanoim, and since Reb Chiya was coming with that brisa, so that's how we paskin. Even though the Mishnah later on is obviously not like that brisa. Now the Gemara returns to discuss our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the harach of me'eser, and if the opening of the mavi is more than 10 amas wide, you have to make it smaller. It's not considered a pesach to Rishus Rab. This is, again, the classic mavi that's closed on 3 sides, opened on the 4th side to Rishus Rab. That opening cannot be more than 10 amas. If it is, it's not considered a pesach anymore, rather a breach. So therefore, you have to make it smaller, that it's going to be not more than 10 amas. So Amabai, Tanu Lit Nabraisa. The harach of me'eser yimayit, as the Tanya Kama says, like our Mishnah, that if it's more than 10 amas, you have to make it smaller. Bihuda yimayit in the circle might read, it says, you don't have to make it smaller, even though it's more than 10 amas. So the Gemara asks, ve'ad kama, that is, how big does Bihuda hold that it could be wide and that you don't have to make it smaller? And that the Gemara says that Savar Rav Achi, Kamed Rav Yosef, Lameim Rav Achi, was learning from Rav Yosef, and he thought to say as follows, ad shlesh esri amay vishlesh, until 13 and a third amas, that big it could be without having to make it smaller. And he said, V'kavachimah mipasi b'rois, and that's a kavachimah from the boards of the wells. And that is this halacha regarding that the Chazal said it's permitted to have the opening of these boards of the wells to be at least to be up till 13 and a third amis wide of an opening. As we learned in the Mishnah in the second parak, that said that they allowed to make pasin boards for the wells that were in Shusar Rabban. Because what happened was that these wells were 10 tefachim deep, and you're not allowed to fill up from them and to put it on the edge for all the animals that people had when the oil of the regal, people needed water from the wells. And these were the only wells that were in Shusar Rabban, because if you take it up out of the well, which is Rishus HaYochid, because it's 10 tefachim deep, and it's four squared, so you're going to bring it up to the Rishus HaRam, that's being doing Haitzah. And Chazal made a hetter to make 4 what was called diyumdim, where they're basically L-shaped brackets on the corners of the 4 corners of where the bar, where the pit was, and basically like a square around that circle of the pit. And then to make these boards create this area as a Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to fill up from there into that area, because now we gave it a halacha of Rishus HaYochid. And Behuda says you're allowed to make these diyumdin far from each other, the width of two herds of cattle with each one having four animals, and the thickness of a cow is an amma and two-thirds of an amma, which is, if you add them all up, are 13 and a third ammas for the eight cows that there are. So therefore, as the Gemara says, the kavo chaymer from the pasi b'rois, that is ma pasi b'rois, just like we find by these boards of the wells, again, which we said that the wells were shusha yachad, and the area was the shusha rab. So Chazam made this institution that they made these L's on the corners, and that we said over there that you can have up to a distance of 13 and a third of a ammas between the boards, and still shehitarta behen parts meruba lo oimit. That there we made a big chiddush by the pasi b'rois. That although generally you can't have more, when you have a mechitza, when you have walls closing an area, you can't have more of a breached area than standing wall area. And yet there we allowed it. Even though there was more parrots, there was more breached area than the standing wall area, still we said that Chazal instituted for those cases that of that necessity that it should be considered a reshus yachid. Yet lo hitarta ben yosim mishleish esri amav shlish, and still the most lenient opinion of that of Rabbi Yehuda did not allow more than 13 and a third amis for it to be considered a Pesach. So Mavush lo hitarta be parts meruba lo oimit. So Rabbi Yehuda himself, who regarding a mavi where we did not allow to have more breached area than a closed off area, ena din shlo hitarta be yosim mishleish esri amav shlish, definitely there we're not going to be more lenient than what the leniencies that we created by the pasuk b'rois to allow a Pesach of 13 and a third. More than that is definitely going to be considered a breach. If by pasuk b'rois, which was so lenient, it's considered a breach, definitely by a mavoi where you don't go that far with the leniencies, that you have to have more emin merubala parts, definitely the Pesach, even according to Yehuda, cannot be more than 13 and a third ames of a breach. However, the Gemara asks, v'yanei senes, but that's exactly the reason why it should be the reverse. And that is the exact svara that you're using to say why it's aser, more than 13 amas and a third for a mavi, because you didn't permit parts meruba lo oimid by the mavi the way you were by the pasuk b'rois. But that's exactly the reason why it should be mutter more by the mavi than by the pasuk b'rois. Because over there, where there's very little oimid, very little walls, therefore we couldn't allow more than 13 and a third amas. But by a mavi where the majority is closed, then possibly you could have the open area more than 13 and a third and still consider it a Pesach, as the Gemara explains. Possibly, we allowed so much already of having more breached area than closed area. So we couldn't allow more because then there's nothing there. You barely have oimid. You can't have such a wide open area and still be called a Pesach. But where you didn't allow that. So the majority is closed off. So Tatar by Yosim Yidgal Amas B'Shusha, then maybe we allowed even an area larger for a Pesach of 13 and a third Amas. That's one question. And then the Gemara says, Inami Lidach Kis, you could even say to the reverse that not only that it shouldn't be more lenient than 13, then maybe you can't even learn at all from the Pasi B'Rois. And that is maybe we Rabbi Huda wouldn't even allow up to that amount because Pasi B'Rois Da Akilas B'Hu Chad Kulam. At least by Pasi B'Rois, we find that we were lenient, that we allowed parts Merubah Lo Oimit. So maybe we were lenient even more, that we find we did leniencies there, so that it's considered Pesach up until 13 and 3rd Amos. But Mavi Klal Klalai, but maybe by Mavi, totally not. In other words, maybe you can't have more than 10 Amos. How could you prove from there that Rabbi Huda would learn that it could be up to 13 and 3rd, because that's what we find over there? Yeah, but there we were so lenient, so we gave it leniencies. Who said by Mavi, which we don't give it those leniencies, could be allowed up to there? So the question was either way, that maybe it's more, because it's different than Pasuk B'Rois in that it doesn't have the deficiencies that it has, so it could allow more than that. Or maybe to the contrary, maybe you can't even have 13 and a third, because you can't learn from there we were lenient, so we were more lenient. Here we weren't lenient, so who said we allow it up to 13 and a third? And basically, the Gemara is saying that there's no raya that 13 and a third would be considered the shear of a Pesach for a Mavai from Pasuk B'Rois, because you can't learn from there. Now the Gemara says, regarding the topic of the Mishnah, of the how wide can be the Pesach of the Mavi, the Gemara says, Tani Levi, Levi learned in the Braisa, Mavi Shuhu Rachav Esrim Amar, regarding a Mavi that's 20 Amas wide. So obviously that's a problem. We said it can't be more than 10 Amas. So Noyitz Kona Bem Tziyasa Bidaya. So the Braisa says, you just stick a pole in the middle, and that's enough, because it was 20, and you put a pole, it's taking up some space. So now you have less than 10 over here, less than 10 over here, and that's enough. Now you have less than 10. But hu tanila v'hu amala. So although Levi taught us this braisa, he also said regarding it, de'in halacha kaisa mishnah, the halacha does not follow that braisa. Because what happens is that the ear space of either side is like mevatel lekana. It's nullifying it. It's not significant enough to be considered something that's taking up space. And therefore, we see it still as 20 amas. We don't see it as breaking it up into two components. Ikudami, the others say a different version that Amr Shmuel Meshmeidi Levi, it was Shmuel that said the name of Levi, that Ein Halacha Kayesh Mishnah, the Halacha does not follow that Braisa, that would be not enough to diminish the area of 20 amas to make a kasha. So the Gemara says, Eliyah Hecha of it. So how should you do this? You have the opening of 20 amas, you want it to be kasha to make it smaller, to make it 10. How do you go about doing this? So Amr Shmuel Meshmeidi Levi, Shmuel said the name of Levi, and we continue on to Amud Beis. What you do is Isa Pas. Gvoya asara, you make a board that's 10 tefachim high, which is the area of what a mechitza has to be. B'meshach arba amis, in the length of 4 amis. U'mamidoi l'orkir shel mavi, you put it towards the length of the mavi, in the middle of the opening. Now, you're going to have a hechsher of mavi in the length of the pas, because it's dalet amis long, which we always said the length of a mavi has to be dalet amis. And now it's going to be like two different mavis. And therefore it becomes an opening for one side of the mavi, for this mavi, and it becomes an opening for this mavi. And that is because it's a wall going down the center in the length of the mavi, 4 amas, which is a shear of a mavi. So you have a mavi on this side, you have a mavi on this side, that will be enough. But just a pole, one little pole, that will be mavatla. Here we have a long wall in the middle of 4 amas, that will create it into two different mavis. That's a way to kashra it. Inami, another thing you could do is, Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a similar case, that he said, Mavushu Rachel Chamesh Ese Amma, regarding a Mavi that's 15 Amas wide. So he said, what you should do is, Marchik Shtei Amas, you move 2 Amas from the wall, and that's where you start building your pass, your board. Voisa pass, Shalish Amas, and then you make a board that's 3 Amas long to block off the opening. And it comes out that these 5 Amas are blocked off because the breach of the 2 Amas becomes permitted through the Oymid, through the standing wall of 3 Amas, which is more than that, it's Oymid Merubah Laparetz. And similarly, where our case, which is if it's 20 Amas wide, you do the same thing for the other side. So therefore, you're blocking off 5 Amas on this side, through again, by moving 2 Amas of open space, and then 3 Amas of that board, which is closing Oymid Merubah Laparetz, you'll be closing over that 5 Amas area. Do the same on the other side, 5 plus 5 is 10, you'll be left just with an area of 10, which will make a kasher. Or what you could do is, you make a board of 6 Amas, and you move 4 Amas from the wall, then that will permit that 10 Amas by having Oymid Merubah Laparetz, by having 6 more than 4, you'll have that area of 10 Amas closed, that will do the same thing, and then you'll have the 10 Amas of the other end to be the Pesach, that will make it kasher. Now the Gemara asked a few different questions based on the understanding of the halacha of Oymid Merubah Laparetz, to have that when you want the majority being the wall that's there, more than the area that's breached. The Gemara asks, Vamai. Now, why did Rabbi Yehuda require to go ahead and close off 3 Amas in one area, which is what he said? He says that you move 2 Amas, leave that area open breach, and then you have this pass, this board of 3 Amas, that will close off by doing Oymid Merubah Laparetz. 3 over 2 will close off the 5. You'll be left with the 10. That will make this opening of 15 into 10, and that will make it kosher. Why do you have to say that you're closing it in one area of 3? Why do you have to get such a big board? You could do 3 in a different way. Yasa pas ama mechza. What you could do is you could make a board of an am and a half right there by the wall. Then v'yachik shtei amas. Then you move an area of open of 2 amas. And then biyasa pas amen mechza, then you again do a pass a board of an am and a half near the larger opening, which is going to be the 10 amen opening. And since he didn't permit the person to do that, because he said first give 2 amas of ear space and then 3 amas in one spot, is because that's going to be parts merubah lo imid from one side and imid on the other side. It's only going to be if you join them together, then they're going to be more oymid, that's more than the parets. As the Gemara says, Shmamina, from here you hear that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say the case we just said, of doing an am and a half of board, and then doing these 2 amas of space, and then doing the am and a half of the board, is because oymid merubah laparetz, mishtei ruchais, if you're only going to have the standing area, the blocked off area, more than the breach, when it's a combination of the two sides, lo hava oymid, that will not be considered the oymid merubah laparetz. And that is, you hear from there, from the fact that he didn't join them together by making oymid merubah laparetz between the two sides, by joining them together, that's not considered oymid merubah. And the reason is because you view each one individually. And since the paretz is 2 amas, is bigger than each one when you handle, when you discuss each separate pas, it's going to be smaller than the individual parts. So therefore, it's going to be the open area is going to be more than 10 amas, because what happens is that the parts is 2 amas. Now, each individual stick, pas, is only an amma and a half. Together, they're bigger than the parts, but individually, they're smaller. So thereby, the parts will each one take apart each one because it's bigger than each one individually. You obviously see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that oimim mirumel parts is not enough collectively. You have to view each one individually, and that's why he didn't say such a case. That the Gemara says no. Not really, Rabbi Yehuda held that generally, if this oimid was not between two breaches, then they would join together to be mevatel the individual parts. However, v'shani hacha, the case that we're discussing is different, because the asi avir the high gisa, avir the high gisa mevatel, because the airspace of either side of that oimid is coming and nullifying it. Because here we have the airspace of either side. You have the one of the 2 amas breach, and then your airspace of the larger Pesach, which is 10 amas, on either side. That's mevatel the pas of the amah mechza that's between them. That's why. But if, let's say, it would be just a amah mechza and an open space of 2 amas, and then the amah mechza, and there would both be walls, and there wouldn't be another breach on the other side, then they would collectively join together to overpower the parts that's between them. Here it's different, because here this oimid, this am and a half pass, is in between these two monsters, so to speak, this 10 amma breach, which is a Pesach, and this 2 amma breach. So those two overpower it because it's between them. But if it was only the pass, the opening and the pass, then they would join together to overpower it based on the collective oimid merubah ala parts. But now the Gemara asks a second question, based on the case that Rav Yehuda said, that he didn't say it in a different way. He could have said, v'yasa pass amma, make a board an amma, v'yarchik amma, then distance an amma, then v'yasa pas amma, then you again make a board an amma, and v'yarchik amma, then you distance an amma, v'yasa pas amma, then you again make a board of an amma, which again would have been the same board area of 3 ammas, but it just would have been spaced, each one board, 1 amma, and then in between them, a space of an amma. For the fact that he didn't say that case, is shemamino oimid kippar, it's aser, that when the area of the closed area is precisely the same amount as the breach area, then it's aser. Which this is a machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Barida Bishua at the end of this parak. And from here you could see that Rav Yehuda held like Rav Huna, and that's why every amma that's a breach will aser the oimid that's next to it, and therefore it comes out that it's not closed up at all. Because although collectively you're having 3 ammas, but each individual is oimid kipparetz. It's the same exact. It's an amma closed, amma open. Amma closed, amma open. Now, oimid kipparetz is not kosher. It's aser, which that's a machlekes. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Huna that that's aser, because he didn't say such a case. Rather, he said it's a space of 2 amas and a board, one big board of 3 amas, when he could have said separate sticks, which I guess on some level is easier to get. Another Gemara says no. Lo ilam emelcha mutter. That really that case would be mutter. That when it's oimid kipparetz, when it's the same amount. Here it's different, similar to like we answered before, because the asyavir, the high gisa, because you have the airspace of this side of the large Pesach, which is 10 amas, with the high gisa, and the airspace of the other side of the amma parts that's on the other side of it, umavatale, and thereby it's mavatlet to the amma of the oimid that's near the Pesach. Because although generally, when it's just oimid kipparetz, that it could take care of it and make it kosher. But here it's not just oimid kipparetz, because although on one side it's kipparetz, but on the other side, the last stick is open to this large Pesach, open space of 10 amas, that's greater pirtza than the oimid. And therefore, since it's surrounded on both sides, not only by kipparetz, but even on one side greater than the oimid, that's why it's mevatel. But generally, yes, it would be equal, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, then we would say that since oimid kipparetz, that then it would be mutter and not awesome. Now they're going to ask the third question. There's a different case he could have said. The Yarchik Amma, he should have left the space of an Amma. The Yasa Pas Amma Mechza, and then made a board of an Amma and a half. Then the Yarchik Amma, then distance again an Amma. The Yasa Pas Amma Mechza, and then made another board of a Pas and a half. Then now, you wouldn't have a combination of the airspace with the airspace of the Pesach to be Mevatel of the board, the last one of Amma and a half, because that airspace is Batel to the Oimid, because it's smaller than the oimid. And this would have been a better case, because then you wouldn't have had the way Rehuda's case is, that having one big pirtz of 2 amas and then the board of 3 amas, here you're only going to be having smaller pirtzes in between. And therefore, instead of doing Rehuda's case of two amas open, three amas closed, he could have said this case of an ama pirtza and an ama and a half board, an ama pirtza and an ama and a half board, which would have been the same dimensions of, again, three closed and two open, but it would have been a better case in the sense that we wouldn't have such a large pirtza. Why do we say the case of Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara says, enachanam. Truth is that this would have been a better type of case, and they could have said that. However, the Rabbanan did not make a person go through the difficulties of going ahead and getting two separate boards. And that's what we said, that yes, of course you could do it that way. You could do it with the space of one and a board of one and a half, a space of one and a board of one and a half. But you don't have to. You can keep the board of three if that's what you have. You don't have to cut it in half. Even though it's going to be a space of two amas, that's okay because you're going to have the three amas of clothes, which will be oimid, meruba, ala parts, and make a kasha. But now the Gemara asks, so the Gemara went through these questions and wanted to infer different halachas on Rabbi Huda, how he holds regarding the halachas of oimid, meruba, ala parts, and we resolved them in saying it's not a raya either way. But now the Gemara asks on his ikur din. V'leichesh dilma shavik pischa, we should be concerned, the way he's saying this case, that when you have a 15 amas wide, and that's too big, you have to make it 10 amas. So you leave a space of 2 amas, you make a board of 3 amas, that closes it off, now you only left with 10 amas, now it's good. But we have to be concerned, maybe people are going to leave the large opening, the large entrance of 10 amas, the ayaba pischa zuta, maybe they're going to say, they're going to go into the smaller entrance of the 2 amas one, because you left space there that a person can fit through. And then, the Pesach of the large one will lose its status of what's called a Pesach of an entry because no one uses it anymore. Everyone's going through this smaller one. And then if it's not a Pesach, so the Lechi won't work because a Lechi only works by a Pesach. And then it's going to turn out that the Mavi has no tikkun. It's not a kosher Mavi because the whole way the Mavi works is because the Pesach has a Lechi. Now, once this is not a Pesach anymore because everyone's using the other entrance of the two Amah break, now since it's not a Pesach, so now the Lechi won't work because the Lechi has to be by the Pesach. So then it's not a kasher mavi, so we should be concerned about that. How do you even let them make the space of 2 amas and the board of 3 amas if you might ultimately cause them to lose their Pesach and lose the mavi because it won't be a kasher lechi? Another Gemara says, Amar Rav Adi bar Masna, Chazaka eino de maniach pesach gadol v'nichnas bepesachon. We always assume that a person will not leave a large opening and go through a small opening. People are not going to use a doorway that's much smaller if they have a large, much larger, bigger one. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned about this. But the Gemara asks that it's difficult, this, what we're saying, because how is this different than halacha v'rabam and rabasi that they said earlier in this parak on daf heyam and aleph regarding a mavli that's breached by the tip of it? As we said, that it's always a ches, the classic mavli, and the tip of the ches is breached on the side. Towards it, it's breached up an area of three tefachim. They said that that won't be a kasher mavli, and that although generally we say that it's not considered a pirtza breach if it's less than 10 amas to aser by a mavoi, they said that case, when it's by the tip of the mavoi, it's going to be aser if it's even 3 tefachim. And that is because we're concerned that maybe people are going to be entering and leaving from that pirtza, and then the original Pesach, which is the Pesach, will lose its status of the entryway because everyone's using this little pirtza on the side, and then it's going to lose its tikkun of the lechi, the curry that's there, and it's going to lose its status. Now, how is it different from what we're saying, that people won't go and leave this large opening and go in the breach that's on the side? And you hear Rabbam Rabasi say that it is going to be a pasla mavoi if it has just a small little breach at the tip. And that the Gemara says that Hasam over there, Rabbam Rabasi, that's different. There you have to be concerned that because of that small little breach, that since it's on the side of the mavoi, kama might be hilucha. It's like what's called a shortcut. It makes it easier for people to get in. They don't have to go in the front. They could go a little bit shorter on the side. Then they were concerned that people might leave the larger one that's going to cause this whole problem of it not being a kasher mavi. However, hach over here, where it's by the entryway of the mavi, that is, we're talking about the open area of the fourth side was 50 namas. Then we're going ahead and making it to 10 by closing off 3 and having the opening of 2. Here where it's in the front, loikum might be luch, it's not making it any shorter. Yet when you're coming in, you could either go to the right or to the left. You're going to use the larger one, not the smaller one, because people don't leave a larger entryway for a smaller one. It's only over there, Rabbi Amir Basi, where it's on the side and you're coming from the other way. There it's going to make it shorter. There we were concerned, not over here. So now the Gemara says, related again to this topic of Imin Meruba regarding having to have the walled area greater than the breached area. So Tanan Hasan, we learned over there in a, it's really a Brice and Masechtas Kalim, that Urha Asla, regarding the leather of the Asla, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, the Chalal Shalai and the open ear space of that Asla, Mitztarfen B'Tefach, they join together for it to have the Shear of a Tefach, which is going to be important for the Locha of the Tumas Oil, and that is a something of that's Metame, let's say a corpse. it conveys tumah of oil if it's in the area of an oil. An area of oil is only if it has the area of a tefach, and this asla with its leather, with the open space will join together for the share of a tefach. So the Gemara asks, my ara asla, what is the leather of this asla? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it's ur kisa shel beis hakisa. It's the leather covering of the toilet, which those were the royalty. What they had was they had basically had like a bucket that they had with leather covering for where they could sit on it, and they had a space where they can relieve themselves. So the space of the hole joined together with the leather to complete a complete tefach, and therefore, if underneath it there is a kazayis of a corpse, or there are vessels over there, and there are vessels over there, so they will get tuma of a tumas oil, because less than a tefach there is no status of an oil of a tent, as a Mishnah in Olas taught that if it's a tefach squared with the height of a tefach, then it will convey the tumah of tumas oil. So therefore, regarding this toilet that they had, that had leather pieces, so the leather pieces together with the space, although the leather itself as a oil for a covering is less than a tefach, but it will join together with the hole that's in the middle of it to, if together they're all a tefach, it will be considered a complete oil. And if there's a corpse with kalim underneath it, the corpse will commit tumah to the kalim of there and it will become tumah. So the question is, how big can the hole be that it should still be bottled to the oimid, which are the walled off part, again, the top part of the leather that's around it? So Kiyosra of Dimi Amar, he said as follows. He says, it's ba'ayimikan. It has to have two finger breaths. That's the width of a finger on one side. That is, the leather is two fingers here. That's ba'ayimikan, two fingers here. That's ba'ayim revach ba'emza, and two fingers worth of space in the middle, which comes out to six finger spaces altogether. That's going to be the area, again, if it's closed off, two etzbois on either side, and the hole is two etzbois, that will be considered that it's batel to what's on this side, and therefore six tvachim equals an amah. That's the area that's required for an oil. But kiyasu Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, no, etzba mechtz mikan, a finger and a half on one side, the etzba mechtz mikan, a finger and a half on the other side, the etzba revach memtza, and a finger of space in the middle, which sounds like four etzbois. So Amalei Abaye the Ravdimi, so Abaye said to Ravdimi, mi plegisu, are you and Ravin arguing? It sounds like you're arguing. He says it's a total of four finger spaces, and you're saying it's a total of six finger spaces. So Amalei loy, we're not arguing. Ha b'rav revasam. The case of Ravin was talking about large fingers, which is the thumb. The thumb, all you need is four spaces. Ha b'zvitrasam. My case was talking about by a small finger, by the pinky. There you need to have six spaces. But like plegin, we're not arguing. And that is, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos and Perek HaTcheles, that the tefach min haTorah are four thumbs, which is also the same, the equivalent of five regular fingers, and six pinkies. So therefore, we're not arguing. Although by me it was a total of six fingers, and his was a total of four, is because he was talking about thumbs. Thumbs, four thumbs, is a tefach area. I was talking about the area of the pinky, and six pinkies will be the area of the tefach. As we said, the area of the tumas of oil is the area of a tefach. It has to be a tefach, and therefore everyone agrees that it's tefach. Although we said differently, is because we were talking about different fingers, but we're basically saying the same halacha. And therefore, we're not arguing. So Amalei, Sabai told them, la'ai plegisu. No, in truth is, you are arguing, but you're arguing about a different halacha. You're arguing about the halacha of when you have more closed off area than the breached area, only when it's a combination of the two sides together. And that is as follows. Lididach, according to your opinion, have a oimin mishtei ruches. It is considered closed even if it's only from both sides. And that is because, by your case, each one of the oimdin was not enough to mevatel the chal until you joined them together. And therefore, you see that you hold that although each one was two, which is not more than the middle one, but together, collectively, they're more, you held that it was oimin rubel aparetz and will view it as one closed area of a tefach. But Leravin, according to Ravin, that the case that he picked was that the ear space was less than each one of the oimdin. Therefore, he holds meruach achas hava oimdin. It's only if it's on one side that it's more that will consider it the closed off area to be part that will be halacha of being the majority and closing off even the breached off area. Mishtei ruches, if it's only to collectively by both sides, that will not be included in the halacha of oimer ruvel aparetz to join together to mevatel the parts. Because the isa gedaitik le plegisa, because if it's, you would think that you're not arguing, you and him, regarding this halacha that I just told you, so then Ravin should have said the following way. Although you write that regarding the fingers, although it sounds like differently, you're really saying the same halacha, but tefach, he's just talking about different fingers. But if he would agree to you, he should have said as follows. Etzba v'shlish mikan, a finger in the third on one side. Ve'etzba v'shlish mikan, the finger in the third on the other side. Ve'etzba v'shlish revach me'amtzen, the finger in the third on the middle, which would have been the equivalent of his four fingers that he's talking about, of the thumbs. But then that would have been the same way you said it, of the six, of two, 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 of one the third, one the third, one the third. Yet he doesn't say that. He says it when each one of the aimed is more than what's in the middle. So obviously he argues on you. So on this, Rav Dimi responded to Abaya. So what are you saying? That we do argue. Me and Ravin argue, but then if that's the case, then I should have said it differently also. I should have said it as follows. A finger and two-thirds on this side. The etzba shnei shlishim mikan and a finger and two-thirds on this side. The etzba ayim shnei shlishim revach b'amtza and two fingers and two-thirds in the middle. And that is, I should have been saying a bigger chiddush. I should have said that the ear space is more than each one separately, and yet still they're going to join together collectively to be mevatel and to overpower the one in the middle. But now that it's the way I said it, it's not because it's enough if even though they're less in the middle one, but that collectively they're going to overpower the middle one. Rather, it's because of what's called paritz ki'oimid, that when each one is equal to the middle one, not because of the collectively they're going to be greater. Rather, if you want to say that we argue, it's not regarding the way you said it, that if it's mishtei ruches, if it's collectively greater, but individually not. Rather, it's a different point that we argue on. When it's paritz ki'oimid pagin, we argue when the paritz is equal to the oimid. And that is, I hold that paritz ki'oimid works, as we see that two and it's two and it's two. So although that they're equal, but each one, since it's equal, it will overpower it. But collectively, it wouldn't overpower it, because if the middle one was bigger than the side ones, then even though collectively they're greater the oimid, the parts will be mevatlet. Because or else, if I held like that, I should have said that the case of the middle one was individually bigger than each one separately, and it's only collectively that one, and I didn't say that. It's because I hold that you do discuss each one particularly, but since they're equal, it's parts ko'imid, that will make it mutter. But Ravman, that he said, a case of etzba and a half on this side, and the etzba and a half on this side, and that will diminish, the parts will take away from each separately, oimid, and that it won't be considered oimid, only if each one is greater than the parts. That's because he holds that if they were equal, then you're right, he holds parts ko'imid would be usher. That is what we argue about, but not because of shtei ruches. It's only the salacha of parts ko'imid, and that's why he had to say that each oimid itself, individually, was greater than the parts that's in the middle.